And speaking of the national mortgage settlement, the man who will dole out that money, all $26 billion, is a little-known banking official in North Carolina. His name is Joseph Smith Jr., and he'll oversee the five banks which agreed to new standards in servicing mortgage loans and dealing with foreclosure. Leonida Inge of North Carolina Public Radio has this profile.
Joseph Smith Jr. has spent nearly a decade as North Carolina's Commissioner of Banks. He is described as a man who understands the plight of the homeowner without forgetting what makes a successful bank industry work.
Joe is tough, he's thorough, and he's fair.
That's Roy Cooper, North Carolina's Attorney General. Cooper was a lead negotiator in the multi-billion-dollar mortgage settlement with Bank of America, J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and Ally Financial. Cooper recommended Smith for his new job. He says the agreement has big teeth and needs a tough watchdog, someone like Joseph Smith.
He has experience of knowing how banks operate. These issues are intricate and complicated. And it's important that we have someone who understands how things work. At the same time, as the North Carolina Commissioner of Banks, Joe Smith has a strong consumer protection record.
No one knows the exact details of Smith's new job. Since the mortgage crisis, he spent much of his time defending consumers, like in 2009 before the House Financial Services Committee. Here he's introduced by Congressman Barney Frank.
There are people who consider you state regulators a nuisance, but we think you're an important part of the system. So we have Mr. Joseph Smith, who's the North Carolina Commissioner of Banks, and he's here on behalf of the Conference of State Bank Supervisors.
Yeah, chief nuisance, right.
Smith made it clear he didn't mind being a chief nuisance for the states and the consumer. While Commissioner of Banks in North Carolina, Smith supported the fight to end payday lending and helped set up one of the country's first foreclosure prevention counseling programs.
First of all, sir, if I might say so, we've just had a financial meltdown under subprime. The states were all over subprime for years. No one has ever said, to my knowledge, that the state regulation caused the subprime crisis. In fact, if anything, the state regulation was on top of the subprime crisis before anybody else.
Smith's office declined to make him available for an interview. Smith knows his way around the nation's capital and has worked in Washington before. And it's also not the first time the Obama administration has called him for help. About a year ago, President Obama nominated Smith to run the Federal Housing Finance Agency that regulates mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Smith withdrew his nomination after resistance from Senate Republicans. Now he's stepping forward again.
Would you want Joseph Smith's job?
No. I do not. No. This is going to be a brutal process.
John Connaughton is professor of financial economics at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte.
Whenever we have a settlement like this, okay, nobody ever gets what they want. It is always a series of compromises. And as a result of that, he's going to be dealing with parties on both sides of the issue who feel that they have been unfairly treated.
Smith isn't just a consumer advocate. He's also worked for a bank. But the West Virginia native won't return to D.C. to oversee the mortgage settlement. He'll set up an office in Raleigh with a team of auditors and attorneys to help with the process of divvying up the $25 billion. For NPR News, I'm Leonida Inge in Durham, North Carolina.